3 degrees with light shower, rain showers at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Essie Shepherd. Belleville will be hitting the slots after Monday night's city council meeting decided unanimously to approve on bringing a casino to the city. QNET's Denis Frazier reports.
Chuck Keeling from the Great Canadian Gaming Corporation presented the details on the 48,000-square-foot facility that will be built on Bell Boulevard. Keeling says the casino is expected to bring 300 jobs to the area, the majority of them being full-time positions. Most will be above minimum wage, and workers will receive tips and full benefits. Councillor Jack Miller said he waited for this announcement a long time.
This has been over a decade in the making, in the waiting. There's been frustration. There's been so many different phases that the community has gone through.
But now that it's official, Miller says he is relieved.
And to see it finally done, and now we can move forward. Already we're seeing development on Bell Boulevard related directly to that. So that's going to help the city in other ways as well.
Once city councillors voted in favor of the resolution, Mayor Tasso Christopher welcomed Shorelines, the casino company, to the city of Belleville. The mayor says he's feeling great about the casino.
Like a little kid in a candy store, Toys R Us at Christmas time. You know what? It's a great relationship. It's an economic goal and a boost for the community.
Mayor Christopher says that it will benefit our community because there is growth in every sector.
From economic development to employment to infrastructure, so we're really excited about it.
The casino is expected to be open by spring of 2017. Deanna Fraser, QNET News, Belleville.
Belleville police are investigating 8 car break-ins this past weekend in Central Hastings. In one of the break-ins, a car was stolen from a driveway in Tweed early Sunday morning. The car was idling in the driveway to defrost on Moneymore Road. Additionally, several unlocked cars were broken into across Central Hastings. 5 of the cars broken into were on Gray Road, while 2 more were entered into on Boundary Road. Purses, wallets, cash, identification, and sunglasses are among items that were stolen. And the Canadian Cancer Society dares you to try to be dry this February. The month-long fundraising campaign asks you to give up alcohol and raise money for the charity. Brett McDonald started a similar campaign called Dry July in Australia 8 years ago. This is the first time this campaign has started in Canada. He says there are 3 main reasons why people ditch the bottle.
Some people really want to raise funds to support a cause. People really want to take on the challenge to see if they can actually prove to themselves that they can go 4 weekends without a drink. And obviously it's an opportunity to make some healthy lifestyle changes.
The Society estimates that almost 11,000 cancer diagnoses in Canada were related to alcohol consumption just last year alone. McDonald says he has close to 200 participants so far signed up and hopes to reach 1,000 people by the start date. If you're interested in participating, go to dryfeb.ca. The dog enclosure at the Quinney Humane Society has officially reopened to the public. The area was put under quarantine over a month ago when it was discovered that canine parvovirus has made its way into the shelter. A new case has been reported in the shelter for 3 weeks now, resulting in the decision to lift the quarantine yesterday morning. Aside from the quarantine, executive director of the Humane Society, Frank Rocket, says that many precautions were taken.
We were able to send 16 dogs to Toronto, where they were able to provide on-site care. They have veterinarians on staff, whereas we do not.
The Society is urging the public to take advantage of the discounted vaccine prices and to vaccinate their pets to prevent a future outbreak. Up to 30 athletic scholarship awards will be presented at Loyalist College on Thursday afternoon. The awards include a special men's basketball award in honor of Scott Reed, a former Lancers basketball player that died from brain cancer 15 years ago. Athletic director Jim Buck says that it is difficult to choose because so many of the athletes are deserving.
I think it's always tough because we've got so many wonderful young student athletes, and so there's always some that you go, you know, like, what's the difference between this student and this student athlete?
Buck also said that in order to be selected, young athletes must meet different criteria.
So obviously they have to be a pretty good player, there's an academic component to it, so they have to pass all their classes, they have to have a minimum of a 60 overall GPA.
The award ceremony will take place on Thursday, followed by a dinner at the college's club, 2:13 at noon. The Canadian Human Rights Tribunal has ruled the federal government discriminated against children on reserves in its funding of child welfare services. Justice Minister Jody Wilson-Raybould says that she sees no reason for disputing the findings, and she told the Commons the government will work to improve the Aboriginal child welfare system.
It's a 180-page document. Certainly we will take careful reading of it, but understand and recognize that there will likely not be any reason why we would seek judicial review of this decision. We can and must do better, and we will renovate the child welfare system in this country.
The quasi-judicial body published its findings 9 years after a complaint from the Assembly of First Nations and the First Nations Child and Family Caring Society of Canada, which argued the federal government failed to provide First Nations children with the same level of services that existed elsewhere. The decision is considered legally binding. That's QNET News on 91X2 406. Sports is next.
Random fact number 57. The coldest day in Balba was minus 39.4 degrees.
Join us on Saturday, February 20th from noon to 3 to taste soup samples from local businesses for $2 each.
No slurping, please.
Vote for your favorite soup, take a free horse-drawn carriage ride, and let the kids play. Donation to Gleaners Food Bank will be accepted at the BBIA office. Thanks to the businesses of downtown Belleville, we can finally savor the chill. For details, downtownbelleville.ca.
QNET Sports, the Loyalist Lancers men's and women's basketball teams will be looking to make a comeback this Friday against the Seneca Sting after both teams lost to the Georgian Grizzlies on Sunday. Saturday night, the women's volleyball team are back in action as they face the Algonquin Thunder. The Montreal Canadiens host Columbus after losing the first half of their home-and-home series last night. It's the first of 9 games around the NHL tonight. Also, the Ottawa Senators hosting Buffalo and the Toronto Maple Leafs visiting Florida. The Winnipeg Jets welcome Arizona, and the Vancouver Canucks will play host to Nashville. Canada's men's basketball team will have to knock off 5th-ranked France to earn a berth in this summer's Rio Olympics. The Canadians will play in a last-chance qualifying tournament in Molina July 4th through 10th, where they'll also face Turkey, New Zealand, and host Philippines and Senegal. The number 26th-ranked Canadians need to win the tournament to earn a spot at Rio. The Toronto Raptors are going for their 9th straight win tonight in Washington. The Raptors enter play 2.5 games behind first-place Cleveland in the NBA Eastern Conference standings. The Cavaliers have the night off. There are 7 other games in the hard courts tonight. Among them, the Orlando Magic aim to halt a 6-game slide as they visit the Bucks in Milwaukee. The New York Knicks will try to rebound from back-to-back losses as they host Oklahoma City. And the Lakers welcome the Dallas Mavericks in the late game. Blake Griffin hurt his hand in an altercation with a member of the Los Angeles Clippers staff on the team's current road trip and will be sidelined just as he was nearing a return from another injury. Coach Doc Rivers says the team will be releasing a statement about the incident before the Clippers game tonight in Indianapolis.
No, we're not going to talk about it much today. We're going to release a statement before the game, and you know, I'll talk about it with my pre-media stuff before the game.
Griffin has been out since December 26th with a partially torn tendon. Veteran slotback Western Dresler wasn't without a team for long. He signed with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers this morning after being released by the Saskatchewan Roughriders on January 14th. The 5'7", 180-pound Dresler spent 8 seasons in Saskatchewan and was a 2-time CFL All-Star with the Roughriders, helping the franchise win 2 Grey Cups. Authorities say a former jockey agent has been charged with illegally accessing the New York Racing Association's computer. Law enforcement alleged Tuesday that Manuel Mike Gonzalez accessed a computer system 170 times over 15 months. They say they paid an NY employee $100 a month for use of his login and password. Authorities say Gonzalez got information about track conditions, racehorses' health, and horses in need of a jockey. They say he's been using the information to secure horses for his jockey. He's been charged with 170 counts each of computer trespass and tampering. If convicted, he could face up to 4 years in prison. Send us your team or league scores. Email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville tonight, cloudy with a 60% chance of rain showers, changing to 60% chance of flurries near midnight with a low of minus 3. On Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of minus 1. Thursday, cloudy with 60% chance of flurries and a high of plus 1. Friday, cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries and a high of minus 2. And on Saturday, cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries and a high of plus 2. At 410, it's 3 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm S.E. Shepherd. News on 91X next at 5.